This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rays Radio Network.
Slice down the left field line. It's a fair ball. The Rays win it, and they have just clinched the number one spot. They have won the American League Wild Card.
Welcome to Countdown to Opening Day.
Swinging a ball, sliced toward right, back Hernandez onto the track, looking up, and it's gone! An opposite field homer! Yandy Diaz flexes his muscles, and the Rays win again in walk-off fashion.
Coming up, we sit down with Rays players, coaches, and front office executives to discuss the latest news in Rays baseball. Here's your host, Chris Adams-Wall.
And welcome to our latest show, everybody. My name is Chris Adams-Wall, and we're very happy to have you with us. In today's program, we'll speak to Rays right-hander Zach Littell, who will talk to us about entering spring training as a starter, his unbelievable 2023 campaign, and his newborn son. Then we'll sit down with Rays infielder Curtis Meade, who reflects on his Major League debut in 2023 and how much more comfortable the Australian, is feeling entering 2024. But we are here once again at Charlotte Sports Park in Port Charlotte, Florida, where the Rays split squad is getting ready to take on the Baltimore Orioles at 1:05 p.m., while the other Tampa Bay split squad is in Northport to battle the Atlanta Braves. This is the final home game of spring training for Tampa Bay, and Zach Eflin will be on the hill for the Rays. The 29-year-old right-hander who will make his final start of spring training today will take the mound for the Rays on Thursday, which is, of course, opening day against the Toronto Blue Jays. Julio Teheran is scheduled to start for the Orioles, a 31-year-old right-hander who was with Atlanta at one point. He's actually 33 years old at this point, but he was a two-time All-Star during his time with the Braves. But let's cut to the chase and hear from Zach Littell, who told us what he got up to this past offseason.
Honestly, we came out this year at home. My brother got married, so we went on a little bachelor trip, and obviously had the wedding in early December, but my wife was very pregnant, so
yeah.
We kind of just stayed home and relaxed, got ready for the baby, which was really nice. I mean, yeah. We normally do try and travel a bunch, but not always a bad thing to kind of hang out for a little bit.
And you are now a four-member household.
It's been a blast. I mean, it's been awesome to watch our oldest Wyatt with Drew. It's been really cool just to kind of get to see them grow together, as well as, like, you forget after your first how fast everything happens when they're newborns. Like, it feels like every day you're waking up and they're doing something, whether it's something super tiny as smiling or rolling over or just opening their eyes, but it all just happens so fast, and it feels like it's happening faster and faster. So that part isn't the best, but it's been a blast.
So we're here at Rays camp, and there's a pretty good shot that you are going to be in the rotation again this year. Now, when you think back to a year ago, you were going to camp at the Texas Rangers, right? Or you were getting ready to compete for a spot. And you're still going to compete, obviously. That's what spring training's for, competition. But you must feel a little bit more relaxed going into this spring training, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit of like a comfort knowing that you can come in here and work on stuff and make sure that your stuff is exactly where you want it to be. I think the boat I've been in the past, where whether you're a non-roster guy or even just a fringe roster guy, and you kind of have to show up and be ready to go and do whatever they ask right away. And that's throw in the first game and maybe throw multiple innings pretty quick. You just don't really have the luxury of I don't want to say taking your time, but experimenting, because spring training is still a time where this is our opportunity to work on anything we might want to work on and make sure that our stuff is where we want it to be or make any changes we might want to. And in the past, I just haven't been able to do that in spring. I've had to kind of do it on my own in the offseason. So getting to get out here and work with Winston, work with Kyle, work with all these guys and have eyes on me, and then get to go back and say, all right, this is something we might want to tweak, or something that, like, hey, we're in a good place here. It's really nice to be able to do that, and also know that I'm going to get ramped up to where I need to be to start the season.
And in years past, you were getting yourself ready to work out of the bullpen, right? And this time you'll be working to ramp yourself up to be a starter again. What has the communication been like between you and Rays pitching coach Kyle Snyder during the offseason?
Yeah, Snyder's been great. Obviously, this has been a learning experience for me. I know I did start in the minor leagues, but when you're 8 years younger, your body feels a lot better, and it doesn't take nearly as much of a ramp up or anything like that. So I wanted to make sure, obviously, that first I was ready for whatever they wanted me to do when I got here. Second, it was about making sure that we managed my workload the best possible, because I think in an ideal world, we're potentially doubling the workload this year. So just going from where, you know, I had a career high before this past year, my career high innings in the major leagues was 60, 63, something like that. So jumped to low 90s or high 90s. I forget what it was exactly. So an even bigger jump this year. We just wanted to really make sure that I was taking it slow. So I was joking with you guys yesterday, but it almost feels like I'm behind, which I'm not. I'm in a great place physically. My stuff has been really crisp. But from a volume standpoint, I'm a little further back than I normally would be this time of the year, just because the schedule is going to look a little bit different for me this spring, and I've got more time to, like we were just talking about, kind of get to the point where we want to be and get in that routine of like a five-day rotation. And so it was different. It was nice to get to talk to Savali and Eflin and those guys and kind of see how they go about it. But I think it's going to continue to be a learning experience, just like last year was, and still something new. I know I did start last year, but preparing for a full season of ideally 30, 32 starts is something different.
Yeah, you said you started last year, but that wasn't until really midway through the season, because you're in the Rangers organization, then you pitched for the Red Sox, and then you came to the Rays, and you were kind of used as a bulk guy, for lack of a better term. And then all of a sudden, because of injuries to the pitching staff, you were the guy that they chose, or you went to them. I am curious, how did that whole thing start?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm not entirely sure of the entire thought process behind it. It was right before the All-Star break, and Snyder came up to me and just asked, you know, like, hey, how do you feel about, you know, potentially having your own day? Like, I'd been opening, I think, a decent bit at the time, so it was like, he didn't want to use the term start, where, like, technically I was already starting. You're like, hey, you're going to have your own day, you're going to prepare on a normal schedule. And the communication was very upfront with them. I mean, they were very honest. They were going to try and go out and get starters at the deadline. I think it was right around when they found out that Drew Rasmussen wasn't going to be back as soon as they had initially thought. So, yeah, I think it was kind of a perfect storm of necessity. But I think there was a understanding between myself and the front office and Snyder's here that, like, I was throwing the ball really well and the results were going to turn. I mean, it was one of those things where, like, we all felt really good about what I was doing and how I was going about it. And not only to just get the opportunity, but get the opportunity in the middle of the season on a major league roster for a contending team is pretty insane. So
for a team that won 99 games also. Yes.
And it went as well as I could have ever dreamed of, too. I mean, I really took it serious in the fact that this is an opportunity that I may never get again. So it's been really good, and I'm just looking forward to, like I said, trying to put together a season of 30 starts and see where that goes.
And do you have things that you want to accomplish personally this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I don't love to, like, dwell on goals really hard, but I came up, we talked about me being a starter a little bit, but I might have been kind of the last wave of player where it was really, you were developed as a starter to eat innings. You know, it wasn't, that's just the way the game has changed. You're just seeing fewer and fewer guys coming up and going 6-7 innings. And that has a lot to do, it's nothing personal on them. It's just the structure of the game. And so I always prided myself on trying to eat as many innings as I could, even on days where I maybe didn't have my best stuff. And I think I had a couple of 150-plus inning minor league seasons. And so I always set the goal of leading whatever league I was in innings. And I know that's obviously a lofty goal, but the thought behind that is, like, you're pitching pretty well if you're going 160, 170, 180 innings. You know, you're not having four inning starts where they're having to pull you out. You know, you're going six plus. And so I think more than anything, I think the blanket goal of just trying to get as many innings as possible, usually the rest of that takes care of its stuff, because, you know, like I said, you can't have short starts and go 180 innings. So I'm really looking forward to doing that. Physically, I feel like I'm in a really good spot to do that. I've you know, knock on wood, don't have a long injury history. So I've always prided myself on being a durable guy, and hopefully I can kind of show that this year.
Well, I think it's somewhat ironic that a guy who was not in the rotation to begin the season ended up with the longest start of last year, right? You went 8 innings in that one game against Seattle. Do you think that was your best start last year?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's so funny. I think it's all relative. You look at – there's some starts where, like, you come out of it and you're like, I felt awful today. I had nothing. And you look up and you went, you know, 6 shutout. I had a start in Detroit. It was one of my first ones, 6 shutout innings in Detroit, and I might have had a strikeout or two. And it was just like I just wasn't crisp that day, you know. Like, I obviously had a great day. You look back at that and you're like, that's – I'll do that every day, you know. Like, but – yeah, you come out of a start like that against Seattle where I gave up the one run, and you know, you're always – I think everybody out here is a little bit of a perfectionist. You're like, man, I wish I'd – it had been no runs. But, yeah, I mean, eight innings is the goal every time for me. So getting to do that, I felt like I really attacked guys that game. That was one of those games where it kind of felt like everything came together. And in my head, when I think of the pitcher, the starting pitcher that I want to be, that's the guy, you know, and hopefully have a few more of those this year.
Yeah. I remember that start well because that was the first ever game I called play-by-play in the big league. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Very good
now
one.
Now we can both remember it.
I'll never forget it, yeah. And last thing before I get you out of here, Zach, beard looks a little short this year. You going to grow that out again?
Yeah, I actually – my brother got married on December 9th, so I kept it for his wedding, and then I shaved it all the way off. I was just like, I just need a little reset, and I actually just had a mustache, which was I didn't think I was going to like the look, but it kind of grew on me, and I kept it through January, like the birth of our son, and then I think the last time I shaved was like the third week of January. So this is only a couple weeks, but yeah. I'll probably let it go. I'm probably going to let it go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just at this point, it's become my look. Some of the guys that I played with in San Francisco, they do Mustache May, and they raise money for a lot of different causes. So who knows? Might participate in that. We'll kind of see where I'm at, you know? It's a day-to-day thing.
The many looks of Zach Littell, but we really appreciate you joining us on Countdown Opening Day, and we can't wait to see you back in the rotation this year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate you having me.
And we thank Zach Littell for his time and wish him continued success in the Rays' starting rotation in 2024. We are going to go to our first break, but don't go anywhere because we're coming back with Rays infielder Curtis Meade right after this on the Rays Baseball Network.
Chris Adams Wahlbeck here on our Countdown to Opening Day program, and we're joined now by Rays infielder, Mr. Curtis Meade. Curtis, thanks for joining us.
No worries, mate. Thanks for having me.
So, you have a new look, which we should talk about first and foremost. You have shaved your head. I think Pete Fairbanks called you the cue ball the other day. So, what was that all about?
Yeah, Pete's called me a bunch of nicknames, so that's a funny one. I actually haven't heard that yet. It was time. My head run a race, and, you know, I'm just playing the cards I'm dealt.
How was the off season for you? Did you go home to Australia? And if so, how long were you there, and were you working out at all?
Yeah, so I went home to Australia for about 2 months, November and December. Spent some time with family and stuff, and it was awesome. Working out back there with the Adelaide Giants and Chris Adamson was good. And then headed back to Tampa in early January and started getting around the boys, so it was cool.
How difficult is it preparing yourself mentally for a trip back home, though? Because it's not like one of us going to L.A. or, like, Seattle or something. No, this takes about a day, maybe a day and a half to get back home for you, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a long journey. I mean, you definitely have to give yourself some positive self-talk, that's for sure. It's, you know, it does get a little bit easier each time now, and I think now that I enjoy going both ways, you know, I've got a lot to look forward to when I go home, seeing friends and family, and obviously a bunch to look forward to over here. So I try and just think of the positives as opposed to the negatives. So.
I can't sleep for my life on planes. Hopefully you can, though, on a flight like that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a skill I've had to master. So yeah. I'm slowly getting better. You know, I think on a 16-hour flight, I usually probably get between 6 and 8. So it's not too bad. So.
Wow.
Yeah, about half the time is a good flight, usually.
Did you ever get one of those lie-flat seats?
I have now, actually. Yeah. I have been getting one now, so that makes it easier, too.
That makes it a lot more enjoyable, I'm sure. Let's go back to your 2023 season, though. You made your big league debut, obviously, in Detroit, and your folks were mid-air or had just landed on their way to Detroit to see you play from Australia. Take us back to that day, though. What was that like, and how much do you think you've matured now coming into the 2024 season?
Yeah, no, I mean, that day was super special. I think a bunch of different emotions when MJ told me that I was going to the big leagues. And, you know, I was kind of in shock, and it didn't fully hit me, I think, until I called my parents and my girlfriend, and just being able to share the news with them was pretty special. So, yeah, and a bunch of growing, you know. The first 2 weeks in the big leagues were tough, man. I was so nervous, you know. I think every level you move up in the minor leagues, you're excited and stuff. And you're obviously super excited for the big leagues, but then it's like, this is where you want to be, you know. And you're in survival mode a little bit. So, yeah, it was kind of a blur of a season, really. You know, I thought it went okay, which was cool. But then, yeah, going forward to this year, you know, super excited. Feel more comfortable around the coaches, around the other players and the environment. So I'm really looking forward to this year and seeing what I can do.
I remember when you were in Montgomery with me with the AA Biscuits. I don't recall you being very nervous there. Was that difficult once you got to the big stage in the big leagues to feel that anxiety or whatever it was? And was that the first time that you'd felt those feelings in a long time?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, every level you go to, I think, is just, you know, it's a stepping stone, and you want to keep moving, and you don't want to kind of build it up too much. But I think, yeah, in the big leagues, you know, people have talked about the nerves, I think, and, you know, you just want to fit in, you don't want to look out of place. And it's definitely something I haven't experienced in a while. You know, I remember a few at-bats where I couldn't feel my legs. I didn't know what I was swinging at. I was striking out pretty quickly and walking back to the dugout. So I remember talking to a bunch of the players about it, and, you know, everyone kind of just said the same thing. It's just something you go through. And I remember probably 2 weeks in, you know, it was probably actually in San Francisco. I had a few hits in a game there, and I started to feel pretty good about, you know, my pregame work. I was starting to fit in. I felt like I could joke around with the guys a little bit. So, yeah, I think it's just kind of all part of it and something you have to go through.
Yeah, but you did get a hit in your first at-bat on the first pitch you saw, right?
Yeah, I did. Honestly, I just that completely blacked out, and yeah. I remember just trying to find the ball. It felt good, and it felt like it was going forward, so I remember trying to find it and running to first. And then I think, you know, you settle in a little bit, and, you know, that kind of hits you. I think I was probably 0 for my next 15, so it kind of caught up to me a little bit, but then, yeah, being able to settle in again and kind of get back to it was cool.
And that kind of compounds on itself, doesn't it? Because you're 0 for whatever, 15, and you're nervous going up, right? Because you're mm-hmm. thinking, oh, man, this is what I've dreamt my entire life for, this opportunity, and it's not coming. So was it just as simple as talking to those other teammates of yours that helped you settle down, or were you doing something else?
Yeah, talking to them, talking to the coaches, and I remember just trying to slow my breathing down when I was hitting, because I really felt okay in the field, but it was kind of as soon as I got to the plate, like, it really hit me, and I was trying to do too much. You know, I was trying to hit home runs and just try and be a superstar as opposed to just kind of playing my own game and kind of, you know, I think I just recognized that the coaching staff and everyone just kind of wanted me to do what I've been doing, you know, throughout the minor leagues, and there wasn't anything extra that I needed to do. And I think when that kind of fit in and I just tried to play my game, that's kind of when it all went a bit better, which is good.
And then we fast forward from early August when you made your Major League debut to early October. It's really like 2 months to the day. The Rays lose to the Rangers in the postseason, but you get some at-bats under your belt at the postseason level, which is pretty exciting. Not only that, you knock in the only run of the postseason. So did you notice any growth over those first 2 months? And I'm sure getting that base hit probably felt good.
Yeah, no, I mean, the postseason was awesome. You know, we kind of, not necessarily limped in, but, you know, we had a few obstacles we had to go through. But to be able to get that experience for a lot of us younger guys was awesome. You know, I think with some injuries and stuff, I was able to play both games, and other young guys were able to be around it. So, you know, I think that was an awesome experience, and hopefully next time we get there, you know, we're all ready for it a little bit more and can take the opportunity with both hands.
Rays President of Baseball Operations Eric Neander and Rays Manager Kevin Cash have talked at length about giving guys like you and Jonathan Aranda a little bit more of a runway this year, because sending you back down to AAA, not sure if that makes a whole lot of sense since you guys have, quote-unquote, mastered that level, right? And there is no quadruple A, so it sounds like both of you guys are probably going to get some more opportunities this year at the big league level. How exciting are you to hear that?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I mean, I'm super excited. You know, I feel like I'm ready for it. Last year was good. You know, you kind of got your toes wet a little bit. Some limited opportunities, you know, some favorable matchups on the mound. But I think myself and Johnny included are ready for the next step. You know, he's been phenomenal in AAA for the past 3 years. So I think he's excited too. And, you know, I think it's, you know, it's a little bit different playing every day as opposed to every now and again. So I'm looking forward to those opportunities.
It also sounds like you might be playing not only some third base, but maybe some second base and possibly even some shortstop. And Kevin Cash said you've done a phenomenal job this offseason in working on your defense. So what were you working on specifically to get better as an infielder?
Yeah, I think it all started with my footwork. You know, I remember getting higher in the levels and my defense was slowly getting better and my feet were getting better and I was, you know, just controlling my body a little bit better. So I think that was kind of the main focus. And I remember, you know, half an hour a day in Australia with my dad and Chris Adamson working on my defense and just trying to master it. You know, I think hitting all the time isn't necessarily the best thing for hitting, but I think for defense, you know, the more you do, the better. So I just tried to stay on top of my defense, and, you know, it took discipline to do it every day in November, you know, but to come out here and feel pretty comfortable, you know, it's cool to see it pay off a little bit.
So you do feel confident about playing up the middle then, yeah?
Yeah, definitely at second. Looking forward to some more opportunities at shortstop during spring. I played it as a child growing up a little bit. I haven't touched it in a few years, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm not super unfamiliar with the position.
And is it fair to say that you feel a lot more confident coming into 2024? Not that you weren't in 2023, but I think you probably knew that you weren't going to be on the Rays roster at the beginning of the season. There's a pretty good chance that you will this year. Do you feel like you are more confident coming into 2024?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember last year being super nervous in spring training, coming off an injury as well. You know, I wasn't totally sure what that looked like. And honestly, the season didn't get off to an awesome start. So, you know, last year was kind of cool year for some growth and some new opportunities. But I feel like this year I'm in a better spot earlier. And yeah, I'm super excited. You know, I felt like last year I didn't necessarily have my best stuff and it went okay. So I'm hoping that this year I can bring my best stuff and see what it looks like.
And you are healthy, correct?
I am fully healthy, ready to roll.
Love it. It's going to take some getting used to the bald guy tracking you down from afar, but we can't wait to watch you play. And thanks so much for joining us, Curtis Meade, on Countdown Opening Day. Best of luck this season.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Chris.
As Rays infielder Curtis Meade. Rays and Orioles is just around the corner with first pitch scheduled for 1:05 p.m. at Charlotte Sports Park in Port Charlotte, Florida. The home finale here in spring training. We'll be back to wrap it up here on Countdown to Opening Day right after this on the Rays Radio Network. We really appreciate Zach Littell and Curtis Meade's time today on Countdown to Opening Day. That is going to do it for us. We will be back tomorrow, however, live from Lakeland ahead of the Rays showdown with the Detroit Tigers at 12:30 with new Tampa Bay right-handers Phil Maton and Shane Boz. Special thanks to Derek DeBose back at our network studios, as well as Mark Hayes and Max Tanzer for on-site assistance, plus additional help from Andy Freed, Neil Solons, Chris Miller, and Becca Carney. I'm Chris Adams-Wall. Enjoy the game, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Countdown to Opening Day.
As this ball is blasted to straightaway center, this ball is long gone.
If you missed any of the show, download it at RaysBaseball.com/radio.
Speaking of the Jungle Cruise, that one is into the jungle, well into it for Randy Arozarena's 19th home run of the season.
Opening Day will be here before you know it.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out, the Rays win.
For tickets, visit RaysBaseball.com.